Good morning. We'd like to welcome everyone to this morning's study session for the Mesa City Council, Thursday, March 24th, 2011. I see Councilmember Richens must be running a little bit late. First item on the agenda is to hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Last night I attended a meeting of the Human Relations Advisory Board. It was...
Were the only one here?
I was the only one who didn't have a seat who was here in the building. We had a very good crowd of residents who attended the meeting. The primary focus of the meeting was the board was reviewing the Utah Compact. They had a presentation from Salt Lake City Chamber of Commerce as well as the mayor's office in Salt Lake by telephone. And they had spirited comments on the compact from the residents who are here. It was generally a very civil discussion, very heartfelt discussion, and I want to commend Chairman James May, his board, and city staff for showing how civil discourse can occur on a public policy matter. So it was a positive meeting overall, I felt.
Good. Thank you. Anyone else? Councilmember Higgins.
Since Councilmember Richens is not in, I will give him kudos for the Sonoran Institute put on a clean energy conference on Tuesday with people from all over the Southwest in attendance discussing energy and transmission line sightings and all those fun things that are very exciting that we never want to talk about. And the Sonoran Institute put it on, and the governor spoke at lunch about making Arizona, you know, the number one solar manufacturing and producing area in the world, which is very exciting to hear from our governor, because we should be. So, and in that vein, I say we also attended the opening.
Oh, yeah.
We flipped the switch for Anzio's Landing to become the first solar-powered restaurant in Arizona. So that was very exciting. And not only do they have solar power, they have 88 covered parking spaces. So now you can go eat, create energy, and park in the shade. It's a beautiful thing.
A beautiful thing, huh?
It's a beautiful thing.
Good. Okay, anything else? Thank you. Mr. Brady.
Yes, just a reminder that Monday at 3 p.m., we have the grand opening of the Skyline Aquatic Center. So I invite everybody to come out for that celebration as we open up that new center. And then we'll have our next study session will be on Thursday morning. And that will be followed by a community and cultural development council committee afterwards. Thanks.
Okay. We have one pre-scheduled public opinion appearance this morning, Mr. Lewis Spector. Mr. Spector, please have a seat there and just go ahead and speak on into the microphone, and you have 3 minutes.
I'm Lewis Spector. I'm a product of Mesa. I was raised here. I went through the Westwood school system and then attended Arizona State University. I currently run my family's landscape company, TLC, the landscape company. We're located right here downtown Mesa. Broadway and McDonald off Drew Street. I purchased my first home last year in Mesa, right near where I grew up in the Mountain View and Alma School area. I've noticed a drastic increase in homeless and transient activity right around here. It's unavoidable, it's tangible, and it's affecting my quality of life. Every morning I drive up right through downtown, cross McDonald, go to Broadway, and I look right at the soup kitchen right there, and I see dozens and dozens and dozens of homeless people or transient people or people in need, and I understand the need to assist and aid these people. We should always take care of all of our citizens and people who live in Mesa and Arizona and the United States, but it's gotten to the point where they're not leaving or dispersing. So the soup kitchen opens up and they serve breakfast in the morning for a golden hour, and then they close down and then they serve lunch. And in between, you see all of them gathering in front and around the building and around downtown area. And after lunch has been served and they've closed their gates, they don't leave. They stay. They're living there. Our yard backs up to the railroad tracks here, which is, you know, stereotypically bad, but I've never had an issue. But now I had to go chop down 3 mesquite trees because there was homeless people living underneath them. My home was broken into. Petty things taken, things that I don't understand why they were taken. If you walk down Broadway, if you walk down McDonald, if you just go out onto your main street right here where we are currently sitting, you will see scores of transient people walking around pushing huge shopping carts laden with goods that I'm not sure why they need, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't understand it, but I do know that it's becoming tangible, and it's, I think it's negatively beginning to affect the people that work really hard in Mesa, the people that own businesses, the people who own homes, all the people like everybody in this room who are passionate about this city, are passionate about what they do, and I think that we're suffering some of the consequences of aiding the lower faction of our community. And the people who really contribute are now suffering because of it. I really feel that it's impacting the quality of life in Mesa. I must tell you, I'm looking to buy an investment home. I'd like to be able to rent it out. It's a good time to buy. I am not looking in Mesa. I'm definitely not looking in this immediate vicinity. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is it's not a marketable area any longer. You drive around and you see shut down businesses. You see, go to the Fiesta Mall area and it's a ghost town. I hear even Borders is closing. It's depressing. It's embarrassing. I work in Scottsdale and Fountain Hills mostly. We maintain large HOAs. I don't see any homeless people. I don't see any transient activity. I don't see panhandlers on the street, and I know there's a reason for it. I can go to their parks and jog around and not feel like I need to bring a weapon. I could have my mother or daughter or girlfriend walk down the street alone and feel that they would be safe. But right here in downtown Mesa, I don't feel that way. I feel that it's no longer safe, especially one block south of here. You go to off Main, one block is Broadway, and that's where the hub is. I have a lot of ideas on how we can fix this, aid it, solve it, some radical, some much less, some very reasonable. Simply increasing police activity after hours and not allowing them to sleep on the streets, I think would greatly help. And that's just a minor example of something we could do. So I just want to open the dialogue. And if there is already an open dialogue, then I'd like to maybe be part of the dialogue. And if anybody would like to hear the ideas that I have or open up the line of communication so we can try and solve this or help or have a good reason why we don't, I'd be interested in hearing and helping. So.
Thank you very much. My chief of staff right back there, the gal in the red jacket, will get your information because we appreciate you coming here.
Okay.
And being involved and caring about the city. And if you just talk with Kathy, she'll get your information and we'll get you involved.
Yes, sir.
And we love ideas.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Okay, next item on the agenda is item from Citizens Present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests? I'll entertain a motion to enter in the executive session. Have a motion from Vice Mayor, second Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are now moving into executive session. Thank you very much.